brothers and sisters. I want to see a sea of hands out there. Let me see a sea of hands. I want everybody to kick up some noise. I want to hear some revolution out there, brothers. I want to hear a little revolution. And right now it's time to take out the jams. Take out the jams. Take out the jams. Take out the jams.
Kick out the jams.
Kick out the jams, brother.
You're listening to Kick Out the Jams with Joey D.
Kick Out the Jams with Joey D.
Kick Out the Jams with Joey D.
a new candidate, and we have a new favorite vegetable, which is asparagus. Let's go back to the station.
Hey everyone, I'm Joey D and you're listening to Kick Out the Jams. Thank you so much for joining tonight. As you may know, the WFMU Marathon is underway. It began bright and early yesterday morning on Wake and Bake with Clay Pigeon. This is the yearly fundraiser to keep WFMU going for the long haul. To keep hearing all the amazing shows you hear on the mothership or the digital streams, give the drummer some. Sheena's Jungle Room, and of course here on the Rock and Soul stream. The station goal this year is $1.6 million because WFMU is completely independent and does not take any corporate underwriting. The station needs that money to pay for all the operational costs to keep it going. That includes a transmitter site rental for our four transmitters, bandwidth and server fees for WFMU.org, which by the way has decades of archives for you to enjoy for free. And of course all the live playlists on all four channels. To make a pledge, go to WFMU.org or call 1-800-989-9368. I also put a pledge link in the live chat, which automatically credits Kick Out the Jams in your pledge. Any donation, big or small, is welcome. This year, for a $75 premium pledge to Kick Out the Jams, you'll be eligible to get the super groovy turntable slip mat designed by our very own Vicky V, host of the Fringe Factory radio show, heard every Wednesday night from 8 to 10 p.m. You'll also get the WFMU bumper sticker and WFMU t-shirt. Again, just go to WFMU.org and see all the various options you have for swag and premiums. We heard Oasis at the top of the show with their song Put Your Money Where Your Mouth Is from Standing on the Shoulder of Giants, released in the year 2000. I thought that was a fitting message from Liam Gallagher. Coming up next, an exclusive interview with Bonnie Bloomgarden, leader of the LA psych rock band Death Valley Girls. You've heard them many, many times on this show, along with many other WFMU shows. I was very excited to speak with her about the band's brand new album, Islands in the Sky, and their European tour, among other things. So here is my chat with Bonnie from Death Valley Girls. Joining me today, we have a very, very special guest. She is the leader of the kick-ass Los Angeles psych rock band, Death Valley Girls, Bonnie Bloomgarden. Thanks so much for taking the time to talk with me today.
Hi, thanks so much for letting me talk to you. This is so exciting.
Yeah, it's finally great to meet you after all these years of spinning Death Valley Girls on my show, and been a big fan of you guys for a while. So I just really appreciate that you do this.
We're big fans of you too. So thank you so much.
Now, just so everyone knows, we're recording this in early February, right before Death Valley Girls are about to go out on a European tour. Is there a process that you go through to get yourself ready for a tour, especially one like overseas?
Yeah, totally. I mean, we're all like different how we like function in regular life, but then we all come like are pretty much the same on tour. But I don't think about the future at all. Like I thought we were leaving tomorrow, but this whole time for months, I thought we were leaving the 9th, Thursday the 9th, but it turns out we're leaving Friday the 10th. I had no idea. So it's like, for me, I have to just not think at all until the day or the day before we leave. I don't even know where we're going, to be honest. But once we get there, it's like, I think tour, the best way to describe it is kind of like, instead of a silent retreat, it's like a super loud retreat where you like just get in touch with like your body and try and hear what it's saying, but cancel out its needs. And then you do this like kind of spiritual release at the end of the day with a bunch of people. And then you go back and yeah, it's wild. But most of the stuff we do, we have to wait till on tour because you can't prepare your body for that.
No, sure. Yeah. And How long are you going to be on the road this time?
Well, this time we're going to be on the road for like 7 weeks. We're going straight from Europe into a U. Like we're getting picked up at the airport and going straight into a U.S. run, which we've never done that before. So that should be very interesting. But yeah. And the first show we have is in Bisbee, Arizona here, which is like a very, very haunted, awesome town in Arizona. Yeah, where should be a very psychedelic few days, like flying back, switching times, going straight to like one of the most old timey, like, you know, like gold rushy vibe places. Yeah. You know, it's really cool there. But it's, yeah, it's super, super, super haunted.
Yeah, that was my next question, to see when you're coming back to the States to tourist, and specifically in the East Coast, New York City, New Jersey area, if you have anything lined up there.
By the time we get back, I should have more information. Like I said, I'm not like really good at predicting the future, or I'm not really good at knowing the future. I know we will be there soon, but I have no details on that.
Now, again, we're recording this early February, but when people hear this, your brand new album, Islands in the Sky, your fourth full-length LP, will have just dropped. Congratulations on that.
Thank you so much.
I've been listening nonstop to the three singles that are up on Bandcamp. They're all fantastic. Cannot wait to hear the whole record. Tell people what they can expect from this album. What was the inspiration this time around?
Yeah. Well, thanks so much for listening to it and sharing all the songs. This is kind of, this record basically is kind of hard to explain because it has nothing to do with the music on it. But basically, I sort of realized that I got super sick in 2020 for like a long time. And while I was sick, I learned a lot of things, but mainly I learned that I had been storing feelings and emotions and other people's feelings and emotions in my body because it was too painful to feel pain. So when other people were sad or mad or whatever, I would just be like, no, I know what to do. And I would just like kind of distract them and change it and take their feeling, just stuff it down. And then I got sick with a fever. And I think it was from October until March, I had a fever. So 6 months of this like state of just sleeping 20 hours a day, trying all sorts of medicines and all sorts of things, and just a really weird time. But I realized at the end of it that I didn't know, but you could fear and not processing your feelings can make you sick. And I had been a drug addict before and all of these things. And I just, when you go on tour, you can't feel your feelings. So I just learned how to not process them, not feel them and store them. And when we stopped going on tour, I wasn't playing. So I wasn't getting any release of any kind. So I got sick. And I realized, and this is funny, but I realized I was like, I went to this healer lady after all sorts of different things. And she was like, you used to be one of the many lives you lived. You were a jazz singer. And I was like, whoa, crazy. Like I went to school for jazz. I wonder if that's why. And then I realized, wait a second, if I figured out who I was, I could listen to my past life. And then I was like, oh my God, I'll make a record now for my future self. And so basically this record is all songs that I channeled with Ricky and Larry and Sammy. And we channeled them so that we wouldn't have to go through all the bad stuff that we had to go through in this life. And so this record is entirely for our future selves, but also everyone else right now, so that they don't have to learn the lessons, hopefully, that we had to learn, like that took me 20 years to learn, that were unnecessary. And I'm glad I got here so that I could make a record for everyone in my future self. But it was hard and didn't feel good. And I don't want anyone to go through that. So this record is kind of backwards. It has nothing to do with the songs or how it sounds. It's all about the message. And that, I think that's funny. Someday I gotta make a change. I gotta meet my fate. Don't know why I wait. I need a sign. I can't make up my mind. I need a sign. Oh, I need a sign. I need a sign.
so sorry that you had to go through that.
Oh, thank you. That's okay. Yeah,
it's cool that how you, you know, channeled that to for this new album and kind of turned a negative to, you know, a positive. That's really awesome. I see that the album was recorded, mixed, engineered, and produced, it says on Bandcamp, all by Mark Rains at Station Studio. I was gonna ask you if you worked with him before, but then I saw that he also mixed or helped engineer the your single last year, When I'm Free, as well.
Yeah,
sounds great.
Yeah, we only record there. That's like we've recorded all our records there. And Darkness Reigns, that is the name of, or was the name of his dog who sadly passed away, but that was her name, is Darkness Reigns. That's our studio. That's our headquarters.
In Los Angeles as well?
Yeah, and he does all our percussion too.
Oh, nice. Very cool. No, it sounds awesome. I mean, again, the new song sounds so great. Very full sounding. I mean, you guys always have a very unique sound, mixed with sort of psych rock, and it's a lot of elements all together. And this album, definitely, you can see in those three songs that it's going to be really epic.
Thank you. Yeah, like, we have to record with him because most of the stuff is improvised, and that's not the way people work nowadays. It's just, yeah, he's the only one that, he's like, you guys are weird, but we have a good thing going where it's like, I don't like to play something more than like twice. It has to be improvised, and we don't practice before we go in there that much. We kind of get a general vibe of what's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
We channel music. It's like we channel it. Like, it's not, I don't like to practice or do things. I like to just channel. That's what feels good to me, you know?
Oh, definitely. And I know I'm always reading about how certain albums are made, especially like my favorite albums. And I was just reading an interview you did where you listed your five favorite albums. And one of them was The Idiot by Iggy Pop. One of my favorites as well. I've been listening to that recently a lot. And I think that's how him and David Bowie, I think, had like that same vibe for those albums. You can hear it just sort of going by Iggy's, you know, vibe and attitude, and just sort of coming up with those songs in the studio. So you can kind of hear that on that album as well.
Yeah, I love spontaneity and the sound of something like almost going to go off the tracks, like whatever. Like, I love the way it sounds for something to be raw and rare and strange and almost wrong, or maybe even wrong. And yeah, like all the, we don't know the songs before we go in there fully. So it's like,
wow,
Greg, who does all the synth and the Wurlitzer and the crazy organ, is him. Always the crazy organ is him. It is not me. But, and Gabe, who does the saxophone, they don't know before they go in, and they do it in one or two takes. Like,
wow,
everything is improvised. All of those lines Greg does is just it's hilarious and terrifying and, you know, so many different things. But I like the sound of, like, some people, like, their perfection is what they love, and that's their art, and that's so cool. But me personally, the kind of way that feels good to me is just like all the coincidences and little mistakes that become the song, and then layering it and layering it and layering it, and then being like, okay, I'm done. I don't want to do this anymore. Let's move on. You know? And like, I think that that's the kind of sound that we have, is just, you know, flopping it out and seeing what works.
Thank you.
speaking of the organ sound, I mentioned the single last year you guys put out, which was that one of my most played, maybe my most played song of the year, one of my favorites, When I'm Free. Seven inch split you did with La Butcherette's. I love that organ sound in the beginning too of that song.
That's my organ.
That's your organ? Wow.
That's my organ. Yeah. That's
what kind of organ is that?
It's a Jim Sprinter. It's not like a cool one. It's like in between a Farfisa and it's in between a 60s and like 80s keyboard. It's like this giant thing that looks like a black coffin. It has no words on it. And I just love that sound so much, but it's like not super reliable. So I can't really take it on tour anymore, but that's my favorite sounding organ in the world. Yeah.
Nothing can happen. Nothing can happen. Nothing can happen to me anymore. To me anymore. To me anymore. To me anymore.
Follow the guides, honestly. I don't like writing words. That's not something I like to do. So I just let the pen write it for me. Oh. I don't like to pay attention to that part. It's not fun. Like playing music is super fun. Singing is super fun, but like writing and editing, like for me personally, that's not that much fun. So I take a back seat and just let like the pen and space do the work. And yeah, it all comes like the day we record the words, all of them just come out at once.
Very cool.
It is cool. But now that we're going on tour, going to play these songs, like I don't know the words,
yeah.
You know, I'm like, oh, shit, I got to listen. Oh, sorry. Oops.
OK, yeah.
No, I got to listen to the our record to know like what the mm-hmm. words are, because they're all written in a notebook and like crossed out. And, you know, it's at some point learn to be a little more organized, I guess.
Well, back to your new album. I just want to mention, I love the cover artwork.
Thank you.
It has this like 70s vibe to it.
Yeah.
A little bit modern, but also 70s. And I ordered the special colored vinyl, one of them on Bandcamp.
Which
for people out there, there's only, I believe, as of today, I checked 15 left on Bandcamp. So everyone try to get on that. It might be gone already. And I saw that it comes with a poster.
Yeah.
Double-sided poster. So I'm like really excited to get that and like hang that up because it looks really cool.
Yeah, that's our first time having a lyric sheet. I guess you guys don't know that, but yeah, there's a lyrics on the back.
Awesome.
Yeah, and that's going to be a real limited edition run because the lyrics are wrong, which is funny. Speaking of that is, yeah, so those will be the only ones pressed with that. But I think that's cool.
No,
yeah.
Like I said, I'm really excited for the new album. WFMU is big fans of Death Valley Girls. I know a lot of DJs on the Rock and Soul stream play you guys all the time. So yeah, we're just super psyched.
That's so wild because that's like the radio station I listen to. If I knew, that's crazy that you guys play our music. Thank you so much.
Yeah. And again, thanks so much for doing this. And good luck on the tour.
Thank you.
And I cannot wait to see you guys when you come through town.
Yeah, we will soon. Thank you so much.
Before we go, I'm going to play a bunch of Death Valley Girls songs, but why don't you cue up one of your favorites from the new album?
And now, for your listening pleasure, Journey to Dog Star.
Awesome. Thanks, Bonnie.
Okay, bye.
Thank you.
vegetable, which is asparagus. Let's go back to the station.
You're listening to Kick Out the Jams with Joey D, and that was my interview with Bonnie Bloomgarden from the band Death Valley Girls. Hope you enjoyed that. The songs you heard during that interview, you last heard their track Journey to Dog Star from Islands in the Sky. Before that, the excellent single When I'm Free, as I mentioned, one of my most played songs from last year, but also included on this new album. Before that, Magic Powers, great new single. And the first song you heard was Sunday, all from their excellent new record, Islands in the Sky. Before we get back to the rock and roll, I want to thank some listeners who made some pledges to the show and to the WFMU Marathon, starting with Steve L. in Montclair, otherwise known as Get in the Groove. Thank you, Steve. And Steve just did a killer drop-in set this past Saturday, 21st Century Sleazoid Jams. If you missed that, go check it out on the archives. I want to thank Joe K in Stamford, Connecticut, Frank and Christina, aka Frank and Queens and Christina Ginger. Thank you so much for listening and, of course, for your amazing shows. Sean in Somerville, Steve S in Brooklyn, our very own Matt Clark, Aaron H in Laguna Beach, our very own Mike Sin, host of What's Happening with Matt Clark, 9 to 10 every Tuesday night on the Rock and Soul stream. I want to thank Andrew in Australia, Elliot in Seattle, William H. in Portland, listener Jesse down in New Orleans. Thank you, Jesse. A few weeks ago, Jesse did a killer drop-in set entitled Mistress of a Thousand Moods. Again, if you missed that, shame on you, but if you missed it, go back to the archives up on WFMU.org and look under the drop-in sets. Hopefully we'll be hearing Jesse back again on the WFMU airwaves. Thank you also to Scott in New Orleans, Candy O, big-time WFMU listener down in Austin. Thank you so much. He's also done some killer fill-in shows as well. Our very own Medicine down in the Jersey Shore. Thank you, Metzen. Jonathan B. in Brooklyn. Leslie K., who's done many, many killer fill-in shows, drop-in sets. And Stu, thank you, Stu, host of Rockin' Souls, We're Out of Sight. Mark S. in New York. And Francois in the UK. Thank you, everyone. Really appreciate it. And with that, let's get back to the rock and roll. We'll be right back.
break of dawn. Oh, oh, me and my brother ain't got no sister and just a father at home. So we got the bottles of nitrate, baby, and now we don't feel alone. Me and my brother ain't got no sister and just a father at home.
vegetable, which is asparagus. Let's go back to the station.
You're listening to Kick Out the Jams with Joey D. That was a mini set of early 2000 indie rock. You last heard Heartless Bastards and the lead track from their debut record Stairs and Elevators entitled Gray from 2004. Before that, we heard the great Sleater Kinney and the track O from possibly their best record One Beat, which came out in 2002. I saw them a few times on that tour back then, and they were arguably the best live band around. Before that, we heard the Von Bondies from Detroit, Michigan. We heard the track Night Train. That was from their debut record Lack of Communication, which dropped in 2001, produced by Jack White. And we started things off with Kings of Leon, the track Slow Nights, So Long, the first track on their second LP, Aha, Shake, Heart, Break, from 2004. Got one more song to spin for you before passing the torch over to Spoony and his show Bad Teeth. Coming up next, and after Bad Teeth, you got What's Happening, hosted by the duo Mike Zinn and Matt Clark from 9 to 10. Thank you again to everyone who made their pledges. And for anyone out there who has not made a pledge yet, go to WFMU.org, check out the different tiers. Any donation, big or small, is welcome. Again, $75 premium. You get the awesome slip mat designed by Vicky V. There's also a swag for life option, which for a minimum of $10 a month gets you even more swag. So go to the website, check out all the premiums. Enjoy all the special programming this week. Thanks to everyone who tuned in tonight. Hope you guys have a great night. And until next week, adios.
Keep in doubt, mama, in. Tell her where you're gonna be.
out the jam!